Sheni. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of appointing a king. Kisavai el oretz, when you will come into the land, asher Hashem alekecha noisin lach, that Hashem your God is giving you, birishta, and you will take possession of it, v'yoshafta ba, and settle in the land, v'omarta, and you will say, asimo olai melech, I will place on myself a king, kichol hagorim asher svivoisai, like all the other nations that surround me. Soim tosim olecha melech, you shall surely place on yourself a king, asher yivcha Hashem alekecha boy, that Hashem your God will choose. And the Ramban explains that Hashem will tell you who he has chosen by telling you who the king will be through the word of a Navi. Mikerev achecha, from among your brothers, tasim olecha melech, you shall place on yourself a king, loisucha loseis olecha ishnachui. You are not allowed to place over yourself a king who is a goy, asher loi achichahu, who is not your brother. And the Ramban is bothered that once the pasuk says earlier that Hashem will tell the Navi who the king is, why does the pasuk have to say that you shall not choose a goy? Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not choose a goy. Therefore the Ramban explains that this pasuk is referring to a situation where Hashem did not communicate the identity of the king through the Navi, so that the people had to make their own selection who the king will be. The pasuk is then telling us that when you make a selection, you shall not choose a goy. However, in a case where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Navi who the king is, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not choose a goy. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amid Beis, says that Klal Yisrael as a nation had three mitzvahs to be Mekayim once they were established in Eretz Yisrael. One mitzvah is to request a king, a second mitzvah is to destroy Al-Molech, and a third mitzvah is to build the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that not only is it permitted to request a king, it was actually a commandment that at some future point the nation should request a king. And we even find that two of the saddest episodes that occurred after Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Pesel Micha and the story of Pilegesh Begiva, are described by the Pasuk as having been possible only because there was no king in Klal Yisrael. Like the Pasuk says in Sefer Shoftim, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, and Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Aleph. The question arises, why do we find that when Klal Yisrael asked Shmuel HaNavi for a king in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches Pasuk He, that Shmuel responded in disappointment and anger? Why was he disappointed if it's a mitzvah to request a king? Ramban explains, it wasn't the request for a king that disappointed Shmuel, but rather the way it was requested. Klal Yisrael did not say that they wanted a king to lead them and to inspire them, but rather so they could be like all the other surrounding nations. Their desire was just to be like the Goyim, and that is what angered Shmuel HaNavi. In our pasuk, the Torah alludes to this improper request by saying, "Va'omarta," and you will say, "Osima olai melech," I will place on myself a king, "Kechoil ha-goyim asher svivoisai." The reason why I want the king is in order to be like the Goyim, not in order that the king should inspire us and lead us on the right way. And the pasuk continues by telling us certain restrictions that a Jewish king has, because the Mefarshim explain that the Goyish kings would demonstrate their greatness by the number of horses they had, the amount of wives that they had, and the size of their treasury. The Torah warns that a Jewish king should not be like that. He should not have too many horses, too many wives, nor too much money. And the pasuk says, "Rak only lo yarba lo susim." The Jewish king should not have too many horses, only enough for his chariots. The lo yoshiv esa'om mitzrayim, in order that he should not bring the nation back to Mitzrayim, lema'an harboy sus, in order to increase the horses in his stable. If the king would like many horses, that would cause him to go down to Mitzrayim, where they have many horses, and let his servants live there, in order that they can choose horses, and in order that they can raise these horses. And since there is an isser for one to live in Mitzrayim, therefore you should not have too many horses. Vashem omar lochem, because Hashem has said to you, loy soisifun loshuv baderech hazeh oid, you should no longer go back on this path again. You should not return to Mitzrayim. And since Hashem does not want you to return to Mitzrayim, therefore the king should not have too many horses, because that will bring his servants down to Mitzrayim. In three places, the Torah warns against living in Mitzrayim. One is over here, a second place is in Parshas Kisavoy, Perik Chavches, Pasuk Samaches, where the Pasuk says, Lo Soisif Oid L'Roisa, you will not see Mitzrayim again, And the third place is in Parshas Bishalach, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where the Pasuk says, Loisaisifu ler oisam ad oilam, you will never see them, you will never see the Mitzrayim again. Although we find that many Jews throughout the generations lived in Mitzrayim, and the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim, how is it possible that so many great people lived in Mitzrayim if there is an Isser to live in Mitzrayim? The Mefarshim give several explanations for this. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the reason for not living in Mitzrayim is in order not to learn from their corrupt ways. This referred to the original Mitzrayim. However, in later generations, when the original Mitzrayim were not living in Mitzrayim anymore, the Isser did not apply. Secondly, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Isser is only to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk over here says, Loshuv b'derech hazeoid, to return on this way again. And Klal Yisrael at that time were going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk is saying, you are not allowed to take this path and this route again. You cannot travel from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. However, to come from other countries is not Usser. And the Rambam who lived in Mitzrayim came from Spain, and therefore he was not included in this Isser. The Ritva says yet another reason. The Isser was only at the time when Klal Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael. However, at the time of the Gullus, there was no Isser to live in Mitzrayim. The Radvad says that the Rambam who lived in Mitzrayim was an Oinus. He was forced to be there since he was the doctor of the Sultan. In Sefer Kafta Vaferach Perikei, he brings down over there something very interesting. And he says that he heard from the grandson of the Rambam that the Rambam used to sign his letters with the words HaKosev HaOver B'chol Yoim Shloisha Lavim. The one who is writing this letter is the one who is over three Lavim every day. And he was referring to the three Lavim of living in Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk continues, V'layar b'loy noshim, and the king should not have too many wives, not more than 18. V'layosur levavoy, in order that his heart shall not go astray. Because by having too many wives, this will cause his heart to go astray. V'chesev izov layar b'loy ma'oid, and the king should not have too much gold and silver, only enough to give lodging to his government officials and his army. V'hoyo kishivtoy al kisem amlachtoy, and it will be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom. And Rashi tells us that since the Pasuk says Vehoya with a Vav, this Pasuk is attached to the previous Pasuk. That if the king will not have too many horses, not too many wives, nor too much gold and silver, then Vehoya kishivtoy al kisem amlachtoy, he will sit on the throne of his kingdom, and his kingdom will last. And the Kli Yoker finds a remez to this in the word Kisei. The Pasuk says, when will his kingdom last? That will be if he is careful with Kisei. Chaf representing kesef, money, he will not have too much money. Samach representing sus, he will not have too many horses. And aleph representing isha, he will not have too many wives. Then his kingdom will last, and he will be shiftoi al kisem amlachtoi, sitting on the throne of his kingdom. And the pasuk continues, v'chosav loy, and the king will write for himself, es mishne ha-torah hazois al sefer, two sifrei Torah. One Sefer Torah that he will keep in his treasury, and a second Sefer Torah that he will always carry with him. And Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, tells us that that Sefer Torah was a very small Sefer Torah, a very light Sefer Torah, which was very easily carried with him. However, the Das Akenim Bali HaTosfos says that this second Sefer Torah that he carried with him was not a complete Sefer Torah, it only had the Aseres HaDibrois written inside of it. And the Pasuk says that this Sefer Torah was copied off the Sefer Torah that was Midlifnei HaKoyhanim HaLeviim, before the Koyhanim from Shevet Levi. The king copies his Sefer Torah from the authoritative one that Moshe placed in the safekeeping of the Koyhanim. The Hoyasa Imoi, and this Sefer Torah will always be with him, V'karavoy Kol Yimei Chayov, and he will read it all the days of his life, L'ma'an Yilmad, in order that he will learn, L'yira Es Hashem Elikov, to fear Hashem as God, Lishmar, to watch, es kol divrei ha-Torah hazois, all the words of this Torah, ves ha-chukim o-ele, and these chukim la-asoisam, to do them. Levilti rum levavoi, he will constantly read the Sefer Torah in order that his heart will not become haughty, me-echov, over his brothers. Ulevilti sur min ha-mitzvah, and in order that he does not turn away from the mitzvah, yamin usmoil, to the right and to the left. And since the Pasuk says already in Pasuk Yutes, that he must learn and read the Sefer Torah in order that he watches Divrei HaTorah HaZois, the words of this Torah. When the Pasuk says, Ulevilti sur min ha-mitzvah, the Pasuk is referring to something else. As Rashi says, it is referring to that he will not turn away from even a seemingly light command of the Nevi'im. L'ma'an yarech yomim al-mamlachtoi, in order that his days will be prolonged over his kingdom. If he listens to the words of the Navi, then his days will be prolonged. However, if he does not listen to the words of the Navi, then his days will not be prolonged, and he will not be king for too long. Hu uvanov, he and his children, bekerav Yisrael, in the midst of Klal Yisrael. And since the Pasuk says, banov, his children, we learn out from here that if he has a son who is suitable to become king, his son will be the first one to take his place. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tezayin, lo yarba lo susim, the king should not have too many horses, elok de mar kaftoi, only enough for his chariot. Shelo yoshev is ha'om Mitzrayim bo, in order that he should not bring back his nation to Mitzrayim. Shel susim bo'im misham, because the horses come from Mitzrayim, and if the king needs horses, he will end up sending his servants to live in Mitzrayim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, b'shloimoy by shloimah ha'melech, v'tale v'teitzei merkovim Mitzrayim b'sheish me'os kesef. The chariots went up and departed from Mitzrayim at the price of 600 kesef. Because v'sus, one horse was, b'chamishim u'mea, 150 kesef. And since a chariot is made up of four horses, and each horse was worth 150 shekel, it comes out that the chariot was worth 600 shekel. So we see from this pasuk that the horses came from Mitzrayim. V'lo yar b'lo noshim, and the king should not have too many wives, elo shmoneh esrei, only 18. Shemotzinu shahayu lo David sheish noshim, because we find that David had six wives. V'nema loy, and it was said to David, v'imaat, if six wives are too little, v'oisifu l'cha, I will add on to you, kohena like this, v'kohena and like this. I will add on to you what you have already, kohena another six, v'kohena and another six. Therefore, 6 plus 6 plus 6 equal 18 wives. Zok Rashi, v'kesev izov layar b'loy ma'oid, the king should not have too much money, elok de litein lachsanya, only enough money to give lodging to his government officials and to his army. Zok Rashi, v'hoyo kishiftoi, and it will be when he sits on his throne. And Rashi says that since it says v'hoyo, this pasuk is attached to the previous pasuk. Im also kain, if he does like this, and he does not have too many wives, too many horses, and too much money, kedai, he is worthy, sheteskaya malchusoi, that his kingdom will last. And he will write for himself es mishnei ha-toyra. Rashi says the word mishnei means two. Shtei sifrei toyrois, he will write two sifrei toyrois. Achas shehi munachas bebeis ginzov, one of them will be placed in his treasury. The achas and the other one, shenichneses v'yoytzes imoy, will constantly go in and go out with him. He will always carry it with him. That is the pshat of Rashi. Mishnei means double. The Ungulus Targum, however, Targum explains that the word Mishnei means pashegen, posa Mishnei. He explains the word Mishnei, loshen shinun v'dibor, an expression of speaking. And the pasuk is saying that the king will write a sefer Torah, and the Torah is called Mishnei Torah because the Torah is something that is constantly spoken and constantly reviewed. And the pasuk continues that he will always carry this sefer Torah with him and always read from it, in order that he should constantly watch as divrei haTorah hazois, the words of the Torah. Zok Rashi kimashmoi, that is the way it sounds. The words divrei haTorah are referring to the actual mitzvahs. However, when the next pasuk says that he shall read this Torah levilti sur min ha-mitzvah, in order that he will not turn away from the mitzvah, this is referring to afilu mitzvah kala shel navi, that he will not turn away even from a seemingly light commandment of the navi. L'ma'an yarech yomim, in order that his days will be prolonged on his kingdom. Michlal hein atoshemei alav, from the positive we can deduce the negative. From the fact that the Torah says that if he does listen to the words of the Navi, his kingdom will be prolonged, we can learn that if he does not listen to the words of the Navi, his kingdom will be shortened. V'chein motzinu b'sha'ul, and so we find by Sha'ul HaMelech, Sha'omar lo Shmuel, that Shmuel said to him, Shivas yomim tuchal arboi elecho lahalois oilo. For 7 days you shall wait until I return to you, and then you can bring the carbon oilo. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Vayuchal shivas yomim, and Shaul waited 7 days. Veloy shomar havtechosoi, he did not keep his promise to Shmuel, lishmar kohayoim, to wait the complete 7th day. And he brought the carbonois before the day was up. Veloy hispik lahalois ha'oilo, and he did not finish bringing these karbonos at Shabbos Shmuel until Shmuel came va'omar lo and said to him, Niskalta, you have acted foolishly, kasha lo shamato, when you did not listen to my command. Viata, and now mamlachtecha lo sokum, your kingdom will not last. Holamarata, you learn from here, shebishvil mitzvah kala shel navi, because of a light command of the navi that he did not listen to, nenash, Shaul was punished. Zakrashi, hu uvanov, he and his children. Magid, this comes to teach us, she'im b'noi hogum l'malchus, if the king has a son who is suitable to become king, hu koidem l'chol odom, this son comes ahead of any other person, he will become king first. And we find that Rashi says a similar thought to this by the Kohen Gadol, because Rashi in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perik Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, and also Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed, says that if the Kohen Gadol has a son who is suitable to take his place, then this son comes first to take the place of the Kohen Gadol. Over there it was talking about the Kohen Gadol, and here it says the same idea by the son of the king.